let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, so a Christmas Story house in Cleveland, Ohio, now restored to its movie splendor, is open year-round to the public for tours and overnight stays. Directly across the street from the house is a Christmas Story museum, which features original props, costumes, and memorabilia from the film, as well as hundreds of rare behind-the-scenes photos. Among the props and costumes are the toys from the Higby's window, Randy's snowsuit, the chalkboard from Miss Shields' classroom, and the family car. Oh, and there's a gift shop, too. Bill Schmidt from A Christmas Story House and Museum joins us on the map to talk about it all. Hi, Bill. How are you? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, David. Thank you so much for letting me give me this opportunity to speak to everybody in Chicagoland about this little piece of Americana that we have here in Cleveland, Ohio, that I'm excited to represent.
Yeah, you know what? It's a short drive. And here's the other thing. I think A Christmas Story turns 40 this year, right?
It did turn 40. They had a big convention here this year. And yeah, it's amazing. You know, after 40 years, it's still being shown 24 hours on two different networks. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. It is. You know, I can't imagine that anybody listening has not seen this movie, but let's talk a little bit about the origins of the movie itself and Gene Shepard, who was behind it all.
Gene Shepard is a genius, and he would grow up in Hammond, Indiana, which is a steel mill city just outside Chicago. And in 1966, he'd write a book called In God We Trust, All Others Pay Cash. And that's where you're going to find most of the stories
that
you see in the movie was in there. And he would be a radio personality. He was broadcast all over the United States. And a guy by the name of Bob Clark, who was a big-time film director at the time. He'd done such major motion pictures as Children Shouldn't Play with Dead Things and Black Christmas with Margot Kidder, heard him on the radio talking about this kid that got his tongue stuck to a flagpole. He thought it was so funny. But he would be late for he was picking up a date in Miami, Florida. He was getting there just in time, but he wanted to listen to the rest of that radio broadcast, so he decided to drive around the block for about an hour before he picked up his date. I don't know how the date went, but that started the synergy for this movie.
The house is such an iconic piece of cinematic history, especially in this movie. Cleveland, where parts of the movie were filmed, is the home of the actual house, of course. The exterior, the interior scenes, most of them were on a soundstage, but this house has been restored to the 1940s look of the film with so many original set pieces.
When you see the inside of the house, there was actually around 20% of the actual inside shots were done in this house, around there. It was very unusual. Remember, camera equipment was hot and big back in the day. But the inside of the house is so perfect, they wanted to shoot some inside scenes there. And a couple of the scenes I can tell you to look for, one is if you can see outside in the windows and you can see into the neighborhood, that was filmed in Cleveland.
Okay, okay.
And if you can see the major award being brought in, that was filmed there in the house itself. So there were some inside shots done there also.
Well, here's the thing, too. I mean, it's an amazing, because you really did convert the house. It didn't really look like the set inside. So it was converted so that it matches everything. But but this is fairly new. You can actually stay in the house.
You can stay in the house overnight. And then at the end, when we have our last tour, you get the run of the house. And then you remember the Bumpus dogs that came on and stole the old man's turkey? We have two suites over there too, so that's a little less expensive than the suite in there in the house. But people seem to really enjoy it.
Now, if the house wasn't enough, there's also a museum that has some really cool pieces in there, and part of the story of how it all came about.
Oh, yeah, the museum is amazing. Brian Jones, the guy that actually bought the house to begin with and started collecting all this stuff, has done an amazing job along with his team of management here. And like I heard you say, you got Randy's snowsuit. You got one of the original six Red Ryder BB guns made for the movie. You have a lot of Ralphie's wardrobe, one of the old man's jackets. Miss Miss Shields. One of my favorite scenes. There's some wardrobe from the Chinese restaurant scene that was filmed in downtown Toronto. I love that scene.
That's awesome. Now, I know by talking to Peter Billingsley over the year, he owns the bunny suit, doesn't he?
He owns the bunny suit and the rhinestone sheriff outfit.
Really?
He absolutely does. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Well, that's cool. You know what?
I know.
Well, and you didn't know because the movie, when it was first, you know, when it first was in the theaters, it wasn't a big hit. It's almost like It's a Wonderful Life wasn't a big hit. It became a big hit through television and everything else in these marathons. I mean, it's one of the biggest movies and must-sees over the holiday season.
I have a theory on that, and I think it touches a lot of people. I mean, how many of us had a grumpy old man as a dad that really loved them? How many of us had a mom that self-sacrificing mother hadn't had a hot meal in 15 years? How many of us had friends like Flicker Schwartz, or how many of us were the friends like Flicker Schwartz? How many of us have been bullied or bullied somebody?
Yeah.
So there's things that just reaches out and touches us in that movie that a lot of movies just don't get. And the critics and the studio and even the theater owners back in the day just didn't understand that, what us regular people saw in the movie.
Yeah, I mean, it is a must-watch for my family as well. Now, not only is there the museum, the house, the Bumpus house you can stay at, but there's also a massive gift shop, and you can shop online too, right?
Absolutely, and the gift shop is, when I first started working there, I tell you what, I just couldn't believe how well done it was. This was my retirement job, and I was at another career. But when I first started working there, the gift shop is priced well. It's always clean. It's always organized. They got a ton of stuff in there. And yes, you can also purchase your leg lamp online there if you'd like.
You know what? That's where I got mine from. It is in my front window. And I'll tell you, folks, this is a really cool opportunity. And this is kind of new that you actually get to stay in a Christmas Story house. And if you want to find out more about the house, the Bumpus house, the museum, the gift shop, you want to go to a ChristmasStoryHouse.com. Bill, thank you. I love your enthusiasm. I got to make it back out there and have a very Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, Merry Christmas to everybody in Chicago, too.
Thanks, Bill. I appreciate it.